It's Monday, the 22nd of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1pm news. Headline inflation eased to 3.2% in August, down from 3.5% in July and below forecast. The slowdown was mainly due to softer food prices as better regional rainfall improved crop yields. Food inflation dropped from 6.1% in July to 5.2% in August. FNB economist Helena Mboti explains.
Transport costs stayed in deflation at minus 1.0%, still pulling overall inflation lower, while housing and utilities inflation slowed to 3.4%, helped by softer electricity tariffs despite rising water supply costs. Core inflation also eased to 3.6%, but remains above headline inflation, reflecting sticky pressures in the services and the rental sectors. So looking ahead, inflation is expected to end the year slightly lower than expected at about 3.5%, but in the absence of new shocks, headline inflation is projected to rise cyclically in early 2026 as base effects dissipate, especially from the transport sector.
MTC has launched its electronic SIM or eSIM service, expanding its availability beyond just customers travelling abroad. The launch was officiated on Friday by Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Emma Teofilis, who said that the new tech will help Namibia achieve secure and seamless connectivity. MTC spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi has more.
One would ask, why eSIM service? First and foremost, you won't need that physical SIM card anymore, and this further reduces environmental waste by minimizing the production of plastic SIM cards. As for tourists and business travelers, it means instant access local network, you know, boosting both convenience and the confidence in our telecom infrastructure. So this really means that it's a win not just for consumers, but it's also a win for our economy, our environment, and our global competitiveness.
News 24 has reported how a multi-million rand IT contract became a feeding trough at South Africa's Road Accident Fund. The publication told Newsroom Africa that the suspended CEO, Colin Letswalo, was at the center of the contract, which was allegedly used to open doors for irregular tenders. Outer CEO, Wayne Duvenhager.
We're not surprised. I think, you know, Colin Letswalo's tenure at RAF and in other areas before he even came into the Road Accident Fund has been marred with controversy. And at RAF, there's a number of issues, you know, so, and I think we're going to see more and more coming out as people dig and as new leadership takes hold in the RAF and starts to look at what happened in the past during his tenure.
Staying on the continent, the UN Human Rights Office, OCHA, has warned that there's been a sharp rise in civilian killings, including summary executions, along with growing ethnic violence in Sudan. The current situation in El Fasher is dire and worsening, said OHCHR's Lee Fung, who says reports continue of civilians being killed.
We continue to receive reports of civilians being killed, abducted, or subjected to sexual violence while attempting to leave El Fasher. There are no safe exit routes out of the city, and civilians are trapped in a situation of impossible choice. Either stay in El Fasher and risk bombardment, starvation, and atrocities if the RSF overrun the city, or flee and face the risk of summary execution, sexual violence, and abduction.
And a Chinese journalist jailed 4 years after documenting the early phases of the COVID-19 outbreak from the pandemic's epicenter was sentenced on Friday to 4 more years in prison. Reporters Without Borders told Reuters. Diane To reports.
Zhang Jian had already served a 4-year prison sentence after she posted accounts of the early spread of the coronavirus from the epicenter of Wuhan. The citizen journalist was first arrested in 2020. It followed months of her reporting on crowded hospitals and empty streets that painted a more dire picture of the disease than the official narrative. Her imprisonment had sparked protests in Hong Kong, with the U.S. State Department calling it a sham prosecution. Zhang was released in May 2024 and detained again 3 months later, according to RSF. It said Zhang's Friday sentencing, again for provoking trouble, follows her reporting on China's human rights abuses. The group is urging the international community to push Beijing to free her.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.